When TPR volunteer Victor Martinez was answering phones during the recent pledge drive, he heard David Greene was coming in from NPR, and Martinez had an idea. Joyce Slocum is TPR's president and CEO.
He had talked to my assistant. He then sent an email to her asking if we could make arrangements for him to meet David and sort of telling his story.
The tale was poignant, that his wife sent him recordings of Morning Edition on CDs, and that hearing David's soothing voice delivering the day's news from back home calmed him when it became hard to cope with the stress of being in the war.
So I said, you know, yes, we would make arrangements for Victor to be able to meet David. I thought it was a very, you know, touching story, and I knew that David would appreciate hearing it.
Martinez's story quickly spread through the radio station, and we thought our members and listeners would enjoy hearing it too. So we broadcast the story to you last Monday of the events as they had taken place in Slocum's office.
David, this is really a milestone for me, and I'll tell you why. I've had two tours in Iraq, and the second one was very, very hard.
But we soon discovered a problem with Martinez's story. His claim of service in Iraq in 2012 should have been a red flag because the U.S. left Iraq in 2011. So I checked with the U.S. Army Reserve and learned that Martinez's service records did not correspond to his story. Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lawrence is Chief of Public Information with the U.S. Army Reserve Command at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Every Army Reserve soldier, when they deploy, when they come back and that active duty time is ended, they will receive a DD-214. It's a very important form to have that proves that you deployed, proves your service. There was only one DD-214, and that was when he left active duty in 1999. That was not a time that we deployed a lot of people. We did deploy people for the first Gulf War, but there was, you know, there's no indication that he had done that at that time either.
What we really were doing is crisis intervention of those people that were experiencing that PTSD and depression and everything that you can imagine at that time, real time, that moment.
In fact, at that moment in time, Martinez actually was here in San Antonio, serving in the 5501st U.S. Army Hospital. I contacted Martinez with this new information, and after a couple of conversations, he agreed to come back to the radio station to clear things up.
No, I did not go to Iraq. No, I fabricated that. The love and admiration was real, but the story was not about the deployment. I did listen to Morning Edition and his voice and so forth here.
Here in San Antonio?
That is correct, here.
How did you listen to him? Through what device?
My car radio.
So there aren't any CDs?
No.
I then spoke with Dr. Robert Feldman, Deputy Chancellor and Professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and a renowned researcher and author in the field of deceptive behaviors.
First of all, lying works.
Feldman says lying is a strategy to get what we want.
We learn over the course of everyday life that, in fact, lying is an effective social tactic. So people lie very often because they can just get away with it.
Feldman says people also lie because they are insecure or depressed. Victor has been diagnosed with PTSD and depression.
I think he was concerned that his story as it wasn't powerful enough to get him that introduction.
Again, Joyce Slocum, TPR's president.
And you know, I gave it a lot of thought over the past 24 hours. Would I have been as eager to make that introduction for him? I think I would have if he had just said, you know, I had a really hard time, and through that time, hearing David's voice was really, you know, a comfort to me. I think I would have. I can't say 100%, but yeah, you know, I don't think Victor's a bad person at all.
There are actually several military people who have commented to me on the story and about how much it meant to them.
Okay.
And, you know, some of them have been deployed, yeah, and they felt a kinship with you. What do you say to those people that are now going to hear the other side of this story, and they served and did the things that you said you did, and they hear now that you made this up?
I'm so, so sorry. I mean, it's been a disservice, and I do apologize profusely for just a matter of one moment of weakness as far as my integrity, which I had never practiced before in my whole entire life. And I do apologize to the TPR public for having done this. I am so sorry. I am.
Today's war has brought an increased awareness of PTSD and mental health issues among veterans and civilians, and the realization that causes of PTSD can be varied. Victor, who says he now works at the VA to help homeless veterans get housing, says he is getting the help he needs. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.